Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Today, Cryptocurrency 101. What is cryptocurrency anyway? And how can I invest and get in on this? So when Bitcoin began in 2009, it was the farthest thing from mainstream. But fast forward over a decade and Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are the latest investing trend. And boy, do I wish I put $100 in Bitcoin in 2009. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Anyway, as an investor, alternative investments often seem tantalizing. After all, there are advantages to portfolio diversification, and with something as trendy as cryptocurrency, the fear of missing out can also make it difficult to sit on the sidelines. However, like any asset class, it's critical to understand what you're actually buying and what the risks are before putting your money to work. First of all, what is cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrencies are digital currencies that are often decentralized. This means that, unlike regular currencies that are issued by a central organization like the Federal Reserve, cryptocurrency isn't regulated or controlled by a single entity. Instead, most cryptocurrencies operate using blockchain technology. So let's define blockchain. A blockchain is a digital ledger that's distributed across every computer participating in the network. This ledger holds identical transaction information on every computer, and whenever someone makes a transaction, the information updates on every copy of the ledger. Might sound kind of complex, but it's the reason cryptocurrency is decentralized. With blockchain, you don't need a central organization for record keeping and security. Every participant has an identical ledger of transaction information, so it's incredibly difficult to counterfeit or tamper with. Ultimately, this means cryptocurrencies are generally transparent, secure, and not influenced by a single government agency or central organization. Many cryptocurrencies are also anonymous, since there isn't a name, address, or social security number associating your identity to your transactions. So, what are some popular cryptocurrencies? As we mentioned, Bitcoin, of course, the most popular, kind of the poster boy for crypto, but it's hardly your only option as an investor. According to CoinMarketCap, there's actually more than, get this, 5,000 cryptocurrencies in circulation. Bitcoin, of course, has the largest market cap, but other popular coins include Ethereum, or Ether, Cardano, XRP, Dogecoin, Polkadot, Uniswap, Chainlink, and 4,996 others or so. One difficult aspect of investing in cryptocurrency, though, is to keep track of the various types of cryptocurrencies and what makes them different and unique. For example, Ethereum, which uses the crypto token Ether on its network, was created to complement Bitcoin and allow for the development of various decentralized apps on its blockchain. In contrast, Dogecoin, which is one of the 10 most popular cryptocurrencies by market cap, was created as an internet meme to mock cryptocurrency itself. Your first step in investing in cryptocurrency should be to educate yourself on the different coins and the technology behind them. After that, there are plenty of ways to add cryptocurrency to your investing portfolio. Here's how to invest in cryptocurrency. If you have a windfall of cash to invest or want to start slowly dabbling in cryptocurrency investing, you actually have numerous options at your disposal. Number one, buy and hold. When cryptocurrencies were in their infancy, oh, how I wish. Again, woulda, coulda, shoulda. The main way to invest was to buy and hold different crypto tokens with hopes of appreciation. Still a popular strategy today. In fact, you might be familiar with the term HODL, a misspelling of the word hold that refers to buying cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether and hunkering down for the long term. This is also one of the simplest ways to invest in cryptocurrency. To get started, you can sign up for exchanges like Binance, Coinbase, or Gemini that let you buy popular cryptocurrencies with money from your bank account. These exchanges also let you convert your cryptocurrencies to other cryptocurrencies or sell them back for regular currency if you decide to exit. When you buy cryptocurrencies on an exchange, you store your crypto in a crypto wallet. In layman's terms, a crypto wallet stores the password that you use to access your cryptocurrency so you can send and receive it. Think of your wallet like your bank account, except instead of a 4-digit PIN, your wallet key is a slew of dozens of random characters. Exchanges like Binance and Coinbase offer wallets for you to store your crypto. You can also turn to third-party wallet providers like Exodus or physical wallets known as hard wallets like Trezor One. Number 2, crypto staking. Most cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, use a proof-of-work or POW protocol to validate transactions. In the simplest sense, because a lot of this stuff is so complicated, but POW involves using computing power to solve algorithms that verify transactions and that no one is double spending their crypto. Part of POW involves mining, which is why cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin use an immense amount of energy to verify transactions and can become bloated the more transactions the network has to handle. Some newer cryptocurrencies use proof of stake, or POS, to validate blockchain transactions instead of POW. And with POS, you can add your cryptocurrency to staking pools that help validate transactions on the blockchain. This process is more energy efficient than POW because you don't require miners using vast amounts of energy. You can think of cryptocurrency staking as being similar to a high-interest savings account. You own crypto, put it to work, and passively earn cryptocurrency for your contribution. Ether is the most popular crypto for staking, but other candidates include EOS and Tezos. Exchanges like Coinbase and Kraken let you stake various cryptos, and you can earn around 4 to 12% APY for helping to validate blockchain transactions. Not too bad. And here's number 3. You can earn interest on your crypto. Like staking, you can also earn interest on your cryptocurrencies with companies like BlockFi. With a BlockFi interest account, you can earn up to 7.5% APY on a variety of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin and Ether. Interest accrues daily and is paid on the first business day of each month. You can also use BlockFi to buy, sell, and store cryptocurrencies like other exchanges. How much interest you can earn depends on how much crypto you hold. For example, depositing 0 to 0.25 Bitcoin currently earns 4% APY according to BlockFi's rate table. This is significantly higher than the average savings account interest rate, which is 0.06% according to the FDIC. Wow, 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 wow. And here's number 4. Invest in blockchain and cryptocurrency companies. For beginner investors, picking the right crypto and figuring out what exchange is best probably sounds like more trouble than it's worth. But if you believe blockchain and cryptocurrencies have a future, why not invest in companies that are building this technology? There are numerous publicly traded companies that everyday investors can get a piece of, and some of the candidates might surprise you. For example, NVIDIA, one of the largest manufacturers of graphic processing units, GPUs, is a major player in cryptocurrency since GPUs are required for mining operations. Investors can also consider investing in exchanges like Coinbase, which had its IPO in April of 2021. Similarly, as companies like PayPal and Square's Cash App adopt cryptocurrency, they're worth considering if you want to invest in cryptocurrencies without actually owning crypto yourself. Finally, you can also invest in crypto mining companies that are publicly traded. Bit Digital and Hut 8 Mining are examples of mining companies that have boomed within the past year of crypto mania, and mining companies are certainly one of the more direct forms of investing within the space. And the 5th option for investing in crypto, crypto-based ETFs. Investing in crypto and blockchain-based companies is one way for investors to get skin in the game. However, there's also been a rise in cryptocurrency exchange-traded funds, ETFs, that let investors diversify their portfolio with numerous companies, rather than buying individual stocks. Several popular crypto ETFs include Amplify Transformational Data Sharing, Block, First Trust Index Innovation Transaction and Process, Ledger, Purpose Bitcoin, BTCC, Siren NASDAQ Next Gen Economy, BLCN. Diversification aside, ETFs typically have low management fees because they are passively managed, unlike mutual funds. And with ETFs like Block and Ledger, LEGR, you invest in a range of companies, from payment processors like Square to e-commerce companies like Alibaba. Some ETFs, like Purpose Bitcoin, just hold Bitcoin but let you benefit from potential appreciation and don't require holding the coin yourself. But before deciding on a crypto ETF, examine the holdings and management fees to find one that suits your level of risk tolerance and investing goals. Pros and cons of cryptocurrency investing. Even with recent hype, cryptocurrencies are still an emerging asset class. And because of this uncertainty, investing in crypto comes with a variety of advantages and drawbacks. Here are some pros. First, because we like to do the good news first, if you want to invest in crypto, the main advantages are appreciation potential. My goodness. Various cryptos, you've probably heard the stories, have seen monumental increases in value since inception, with cryptos like Bitcoin having an average annualized return of 230% over the past decade. What? Investment options. In recent years, more cryptocurrency investment options are becoming available. Skating, earning interest, and crypto ETFs, just a few examples that we touched on earlier. This is a significant perk compared to many other alternative investment ideas, like investing in artwork or commodities that are largely stores of value. Liquidity. Cryptocurrency's rise in popularity means more people buy and sell various cryptos every day. This interest increases overall liquidity, so it's not difficult to trade popular cryptos to get in and out of the market as you please. Now, of course, with pros, there are cons. Investing in crypto might sound like a path to quick riches, but the potential also comes with several downsides. Regulatory concerns, of course, pop up. Virtual currencies are here to stay, but which coin is going to be adopted as the gold standard? Alternatively, what will happen if governments create their own crypto digital currencies and heavily regulate existing cryptos? Ugh! Security concerns. Of course, there are horror stories of investors losing access to their crypto wallets, ultimately leaving them locked out of their portfolio for good. Similarly, various Ponzi schemes, pump and dump ploys, and hacks have left investors empty-handed in past crypto investments. Volatility. Cryptocurrencies are an incredibly volatile asset class. If you have a low level of risk tolerance, this is not the right investment for you. Should you invest in cryptocurrency? After going through everything we've learned today and all the pros and cons, if you want to diversify your portfolio by investing in an emerging asset class, cryptocurrencies are a viable investment. However, you need to stomach the volatility. Additionally, it's important to educate yourself about the basics of cryptocurrency and what investment options you have, so you're an informed investor. That's the key. If you're new to investing or you're just working on some basic financial planning, like building your emergency fund, for example, it's probably wise to hold off on cryptocurrency investing. The volatility of crypto means your portfolio can drop to zero overnight. So, not really the right asset class to invest money you might need for a sudden short-term expense. Now, here are some final thoughts on Cryptocurrency 101. That was a lot of information to pack into a 15-minute podcast, but the past few years have seen a rise in cryptocurrency popularity, to say the least. And the space, of course, has been called everything from a nonsensical bubble to the future of money itself, and everything else in between. In reality, there's currently immense opportunity for crypto investors, and you don't just have to HODL like in the past. For beginner investors, you can use reputable exchanges like Coinbase to own and potentially stake your crypto. Companies like BlockFi are also available if you're just looking for some passive income. Just remember to research any investment decision so you know where your money is going. Additionally, if something sounds too good to be true, probably is. So always do your due diligence before making any cryptocurrency investment. Hey, I hope this was a great introduction to cryptocurrency and this new world of investing. If you have more questions, subscribe. Keep track of this podcast because we are going to talk about all things crypto every time a new episode comes out. Thanks so much for stopping by and being a part of the Cult of Money podcast. We'll talk to you again real soon.